Once upon a time, there was a poor young man. All he had was an old cat named Puss. Although Puss had never done anything useful, the young man loved him. "Eat your dinner, Puss," said the young man, placing a small piece of chicken in the cat's bowl. "I'm not sure how many dinners we have left. I'm almost out of money." Puss looked up at his master. To the young man's surprise, he began to speak.
"Master," he began, "you have been so kind to me. It is only right that I repay your kindness."
The young man was so surprised that he did not know what to say.
"Bring me a pair of boots and a large sack," said Puss. "I will make you rich."
The young man found a sack. Then he bought the best boots he could afford. Puss smiled and put on the boots. Then he took the sack and walked into the forest. Puss returned with a rabbit in the sack. The young man was very happy.
"A lovely rabbit for our dinner?" asked the young man happily. "No, no. This rabbit will make a lovely dinner," admitted Puss. "But it is not for us. This rabbit will be the king's dinner."
Puss left for the king's castle.
"Your Majesty," said Puss, bowing low before the king, "I have brought you a gift from my master, the Marquis of Carabas. It is a fresh rabbit for your dinner."
The king was very happy with the gift.
"Please give the Marquis my thanks," said the king.
Puss returned to the king many times. Each time, he brought delicious meat for the king's dinner. The king was very curious about the Marquis of Carabas.
"My plan is working," Puss told the young man. "It is almost time, but first you must take a bath. Go to the river and wash."
The young man did as Puss had told him. He took off his clothes and swam into the river. While he was taking his bath, Puss took his clothes and hid them. The king and the beautiful princess were riding in their coach by the river. Suddenly, Puss jumped out onto the road. He called for help.
"It's that wonderful cat," said the king, recognizing Puss. "He brought delicious meat from the Marquis of Carabas."
"Please, Your Majesty," said Puss. "The Marquis is in trouble. He was taking a bath in the river. Thieves stole his clothes."
The king gave the young man new fancy clothes. Then he invited him into the coach. The princess smiled at him when she saw the handsome young man.
"Let me take you home," said the king.
The young man was worried, but before he could speak, Puss answered the king.
"Thank you," said Puss. "The castle of the Marquis is right up this road. I'll go on ahead and make sure everything is ready. We do not have a king visit every day."
As Puss ran along the road, he met workers in the fields.
"You are the slaves of the ogre," said Puss. "Would you like to be free?"
"Yes," cried the workers.
"I will stop the ogre," said Puss. "The king is coming. Tell him these fields belong to the Marquis of Carabas."
Puss ran on. A short time later, the king's coach came along.
"Whose fields are these?" asked the king.
"The fields belong to the Marquis of Carabas," shouted the workers.
The king and the princess were both very impressed. They smiled at the young man. The young man looked worried. He really did not understand what was going on. Puss arrived at a great castle at the end of the road. This was the home of the ogre. The ogre was very mean and dangerous, but Puss was not afraid.
Are you the magical ogre? Are these your lands?
Asked Puss.
Yes,
shouted the ogre.
Why are you here? I'm going to eat you up.
Ho! Oh, cried Puss, pretending to be scared. I've heard many stories about your magic. Can you really become any animal?
Of course I can, growled the ogre.
Before you eat me, can I see your magic?
Said Puss. The ogre laughed and stood up. With a flash, he changed into a lion. The lion roared at Puss.
That's very good, said Puss. Can you change into a small animal too?
Watch this,
said the ogre. He changed into a mouse. Puss jumped on the mouse and ate him. The ogre was gone. Soon after, the king's coach arrived at the ogre's castle. Puss was waiting at the door.
Welcome to the castle of the Marquis of Carabas, Puss said.
The king and princess were even more impressed.
It is clear that you are a great man, said the princess. Would you agree to marry me?
The young man was shocked. He was going to be a rich man. This was just as Puss had promised.